some thoughts to share with you to kind of wrap up this module. First of all of this information is stuff that is going to be made available to you to review. And you may have noticed some pause points because I'm segmenting these sections. So it's the whole, I'm stuck on the affect bridge to be able to go back and access just that information. What about that future progression? I can do that as its own separate technique. I'm going to segment that out as its own section as well. As we're in this regression category, what about, first of all, I mentioned before there's basically two styles of age regression. There's the, as we're talking about it here, there's the I thought that was going to happen, but it didn't. That is the overwhelming majority. Though unfortunately, sometimes I thought this was going to happen, and it did, and it was horrible. So this is a place where I will purposefully give you a heads up. I will take the lead of the discussion on this because it's entirely your decision. Otherwise, we could be the next 2 hours discussing this. Though I will tell you why I do what I do, and it's up to your discretion how you handle it. Otherwise, again, in the past, it's turned into 2 hours and then we covered less information. So I've already got the end of the story. You are here today in that chair with me because you have identified that on some level of the mind, you can let go of this problem. So from the moment you walk in the door, again, I am seeing you as the result and bringing you along for the ride. So I've already got the end of the story. My foot's already in the door. I've already got the ace in the hole. So I mentioned the woman that was having to go through a forgiveness process to forgive the fact that here she is now in her early 60s, husband's passed away and doesn't have a friend in the world. She's all by herself. And subconsciously, what has she resurfaced? There's that, let's use her language. This is not my judgment call. This is her language. There's that baby I had killed, and if I hadn't have done that, I would have a family now. Now, granted, from the conscious perspective, in the process, she got to a place on her own where, had you have gone that path, you wouldn't have met him, you wouldn't have done this, you wouldn't have founded this. She had founded this incredible nonprofit that, for her, again, I'm casting her things that she has shared, not my judgment calls, so I have to say it, some people get offended in this moment, but it's a place where I'm sharing her perceptions. Where basically she goes, you had to make a choice between one life versus these hundreds of thousands that you've now benefited. And it was a hard decision that no one should have had to have made, yet you had to make it. And you made the right decision. She let go of all that guilt in that moment. And suddenly now she was going out to these singles events for seniors. She was going out and taking dance classes. She was going out and meeting people. By our last session, she was dating somebody. So that's where she brought herself and got herself out of it. There was the moment where, I mean, stuff that could be downright scary, where I'm having to say to a client, in a moment, your brother's going to come into that room with you. And there are some things that he's going to do to you that no brother should do to a sister. And it's not going to be comfortable. It's not going to feel good. Though the difference is, as your mind processes this for the last time, you get to leave that event knowing there's nothing wrong with you. It was entirely something with him. And you emerge from this experience a survivor. And I gave her an extra step in this process. Before we do that, this is a nice thing to jot down. Before we do that, is there a gift that you can give that 11-year-old girl so that as this event happens, she doesn't take on the pain of it? And she gave herself a metaphorical shield of some sort, so she knew that that wasn't about her. I had a moment where here's a guy, this was an interesting one, that was referred by a psychologist, that his brother, he was, what's it called, fraternal twin, where the DNA splits? Yeah. His fraternal twin committed suicide in an absolutely horrible way. I mean, the classic hose from the back of the car into the car, things all closed up. This guy works underground for the Metro Authority. So now all of a sudden, anytime he's underground, he's PTSDing himself for an event that wasn't even his, of I'm going to kill myself down here. That stuff is programmed into my mind. So it got to a place of, it's this event where he ends up where the brother has done something really, really bad at 9 years old, and it's the parents going, you're just like your brother. It was a prestige suggestion. So I go into it, I already have the foot in the door because I know you got out of that moment. We just have to let you know that, is where I go into that. Where has this, this brings in themes of forgiveness. Because I've had veterans who, in order to let go of the, I would say when the bomb goes off and you've lost your right leg and it's 2 hours before a medic can get to you, I'd call that an ISE. And to relieve the phantom limb pain that was there was to go through that experience and this time now say goodbye to that leg. Thank that leg for all of the time you've had with it and take this moment and say goodbye to it. And as he did that, I mean, the pain was immediately gone. So, I mean, everything from attacks to abortion to rape and incest has been in that chair back there. Well, not in that chair. It's come up. Stop it, Tom. So it's a place where, again, though, I have the end of the story. It's the moment you maybe heard me use this anecdote before. My wife is watching one of the Hunger Games movies, and there's the Katniss character being chased down. It's a movie about teenagers trying to kill each other, and it's a children's book. And she's watching it, she's getting visibly tense, and I wander by and go, you know Jennifer Lawrence is in all the sequels, right? Shut up. No matter what kind of a pickle James Bond gets into, it's going to work out perfectly fine. Spoiler alert, don't watch the movie. They kill off Superman at the end of Batman versus Superman. They're going to still release more Superman movies. You know? So, So it's a place where I'm kind of going at it from that attitude. But I'm looking for that place where I can pivot you from being victim into survivor. It's up to you. There is a strategy that comes out of NLP of distance and dissociate, of allow the colors to fade to black and white, allow the sounds to all dissolve away, turn it into a small snapshot image, let it fade and fall away as if it wasn't there before. I give you that for the sake of completeness. I have never done that. Because I go into the process, we've already got the end of the story, let's get you on the other side of it. Deal with what emerges. So from that though, which oddly enough, that is shockingly, honestly, from my opinion, shockingly the rarity. You know, when I first learned this process, I was thinking everything's going to be this traumatic. Not everything. No, I mentioned the, so often it's the kid crying in the crib moment. In most cases, it's this rather innocuous event that the mind grasped a hold of and just kept a hold of for way too long.